Later this month, a dozen or so amateur artists will gather to learn something new and something technical. They'll learn trade tips and generally support each other in their love of colored pencils. It's an art form that's relatively new. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Donna Hoffman worked with textiles, cross-stitch, and needlepoint, and then about 2 years ago, she took a class on colored pencils in Covington.
So I took that class, and I just took to colored pencil. I went, yes. And I, from the very beginning, I understood it, and I could make it work for me.
Since then, she's found other people who also use colored pencils, artists in Australia, the United Kingdom, and even locally, like Cecile Baird.
I was a graphic designer, so I knew about colored pencils. I had used them. We did our presentations before computers with that. But I'd never done fine art. But when I moved back to Ohio, I found a little book in a local art store that was how to use colored pencils.
In the meantime, Baird's written her own instructional book, Painting Light with Colored Pencil.
The most predominant work in colored pencil seems to be realism, not always photo, but at least realism. And I think that is because it's just a medium that suits itself to that. You can get those nice sharp points, that sort of thing.
Baird and Hoffman met through the Colored Pencil Society of America. About 1,700 people across the country belong to one of the 21 chapters. A woman who now lives in Rising Sun, Indiana, Vera Kernow, started the CPSA in 1990 to raise awareness and respect for the medium. Baird says her goal is to create a demand for the artwork.
Color pencils have been around forever, but they have not been recognized as a fine art medium. Everybody thinks they're, you know, for kids or for coloring or drawing, sketching, that kind of thing, not as fine art.
There's a good reason colored pencil art doesn't get a lot of gallery showings. Russell Eyrig is the Associate Director of Interpretive Programming at the Cincinnati Art Museum, which doesn't display a lot of drawn artwork, including colored pencil works.
And that's because they're very light sensitive. Works on paper can't be out in the light for very long, or they start to degrade. And sometimes the papers themselves, if they're not really archival quality, the papers will sort of eat themselves even.
While the museum doesn't hang their colored pencil works publicly often, they do have many among the 67,000 works scanned in and presented online. Eyrig says the effort to protect the medium does have a downside.
If you walk into a museum, of course, the impression a person gets is that drawings are less important than paintings, because paintings are always out and sculptures are always out. And it's the same thing with prints and photographs and all works on paper, is that they just don't get displayed as often.
He also says colored pencils are relatively new. Museums and galleries haven't had as long to collect pieces. For some artists, a drawing, with or without colored pencils, is just the beginning of a piece, a preliminary sketch. These hurdles are what Hoffman, Baird, and other members of the Colored Pencil Society are trying to overcome.
Let's stop thinking of it as kitchen table art. You know, how far can we go with this? And can we do landscapes? Can we reproduce a watercolor painting? What can we do with this? Let's experiment, open it up. Yeah, that's kind of my goal.
Russell Eyrig at the Cincinnati Art Museum expects to see some colored pencil pieces on display in February as the museum celebrates the 150th anniversary of the Art Academy of Cincinnati. That exhibit will run through the end of April. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.